What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Another very busy day downtown. Preseason game number 2 for the Vikes. They get beat by the Patriots 20-12. Wake me when the regular season starts. You had the Lynx and Liberty in a big crowd at Target Center today. And the Lynx win that one. No new fees, Collier, and they still get it done. The final 86-80, they extend their lead overall in the WNBA standings. And tonight you have the Twins and the Tigers in Game 3 at Target Field. And Phil Miller joins us from there, from the Star Tribune. Phil, it's been a pretty busy week for you. yikes.
You're talking about taking the subway back and forth to the ballpark every day? Oh, man.
Or trying to get to Target Field today.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started. I live 45 minutes outside of downtown, and I wish it was anywhere close to 45-minute drive today.
Yeah. Lot going on downtown. You have the Vikes preseason game, you have the Lynx at home, and now you have the Twins and Tigers tonight. And, oh, by the way, over in St. Paul, the Loons and the Sounders from Seattle go at it. So very, very, very busy. Huge story this week. And, you know, certainly you've done a lot of media around this, did a lot of reporting on it. The Poleds have decided to maintain control of the club, and that has been a gigantic story in these parts.
It has, and it didn't quite have the national touch to it that Polad's going to sell the team had, because there was a lot of speculation about who might buy it. But it was a little surprising to me how excited Joe Polad was, how giddy he was over the prospect of getting to keep control. His body language and some of the things he said back when they put the team up for sale gave you the idea that this was a family decision and not one that he necessarily agreed with, but he was dutifully going through with it. I think the outcome, well, you know, one of the quotes he gave me was, "I can't imagine a better outcome of this than the one they settled on, keeping the team." I couldn't help but think, you know, show of hands, how many people agree with him? But I also, you know, I know we were in New York at the time, and Wednesday was a night game. Thursday, then they were back home. I couldn't get to Thursday's game, so I told a couple of people I'm really interested to see what the reaction is from fans. What are there any displays of, you know, I was struck by when we were in Oakland last year, people, there were so many people wearing sell the team shirts, and I had imagined something like that. But it has been on social media. It has been a real hurricane, and at the ballpark, it's just another game.
Yeah. And there was that talk when the team was up for sale that one of the things was is that Joe Paulette had said that he wanted to be involved with a new group if indeed the team was sold. And I think there are a lot of people that are saying, well, you know, what are the odds of that? A new owner comes in, they're going to want to bring in their own people and run it their way. And now it sounds that the Pauletts are going to bring in other investors into this, and you did that in your reporting on the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was an indication when Joe said that he really likes running the team and you know, likes being at the ballpark every day, and I can agree with him. It's not a bad place to work. But you're right. If they had sold 100% to another buyer, it's hard to picture anyone leaving him in control. But this way, they get the cash influx. They will pay off the debts that they have built up over the last 5 years and leave him in charge. He did not reveal what percentage of the team the family will retain ownership of, but obviously it's the controlling interest, so it's north of 50%, and I can see that he and probably the family, some members of the family, think it is a very good outcome, and we'll see what it means for the fans.
Phil Miller joining us from the Star Tribune covers the Twins and joins on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Phil, there's been a lot of talk and fans trying to figure out, you know, where all that debt came from, because when the team was put up for sale and then you were reporting from the All-Star game in Atlanta, and the commissioner said that there would be a transaction at some point this summer. It sounded like there was a deal imminent at the time, but debt has continually come up somewhere north of $400 million. And a lot of, you know, fans and observers are saying, well, where could all that debt come from? How is it accrued? Were you ever able to get to the bottom of that, or is that still kind of an unknown at this point?
Well, It's I don't know, it's a complete unknown. As Joe put it, we invested in the fan experience at the ballpark. Between them and the Stadium Authority, they have sunk some money in some upgrades to things around here. You know, certainly the scoreboards are was a big expense, and they upgraded those 2 years ago. You know, they did run a $160 million payroll a couple of years ago, and there wasn't an immediate pickup in attendance. In fact, now attendance has sagged each of the last 2 years. They did not have any ballpark income in 2020 when that really cost them something, and they don't like to talk about it, but they also invested in security measures around the ballpark after the rioting in the summer of 2020, after the George Floyd murder. So, there's a lot of little things, and as anyone who has had a credit card knows, the more debt you build up, the more you're paying in interest. So, I think there is I don't know that it was all money well spent, but I do think that people underestimate the possibility of losing money in a sports franchise. I can tell you, kind of related to that, is that I know the Twins feel a little betrayed by the baseball's money system now, in that there are teams and owners like Steve Cohen and with the Mets and the Dodgers that they feel like are okay with losing money, spending a lot of money, and can afford to absorb losses just to improve the payroll. I think they feel like it used to not be so tilted in their favor than it is now. I wonder if the Pauletts will take a strong stand in the next CBA negotiations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, and another point in all of this, you brought up COVID, and really the collapse for many major league clubs of that regional sports network money. Yep. Once upon a time, Bally Sports North, now FanDuel, that kind of fell apart, and I think the revenue hit for a lot of these clubs has been a big one.
Oh yeah, and I think we had no idea how much it was until the company filed for bankruptcy. And actually, the reason we know the Twins specifically is Dave St. Peter testified in the bankruptcy trial when it was Diamond Sports Group it was called at the time, just stopped making payments to them, and so they were part of the lawsuit. We knew that they were making, it was widely believed that they were making in the high 20s, maybe the 30 millions. He testified on the stand that the Twins' annual revenue was $54 million from Diamond, which, you know, maybe that was part of why Diamond was having so much financial problem, but it was a lot bigger hit, and other teams have taken it even worse. The Texas Rangers contract was $105 million a year annually that was, you know, almost zeroed out, basically. The Twins are trying to make up for that with their streaming service, Twin TV, and I think they have high hopes that MLB at some point, probably after the next CBA negotiations, will try to offer a league-wide package and share the revenue equally with everybody. We'll see how teams that own their own networks, like the Red Sox, Dodgers, Yankees, feel about that, Cubs too as well, that's, you know, that was a big hit and one that they surely can only have recovered a fraction of it.
To the baseball side of the equation, certainly the deadline deals have been dissected and the Twins move forward. One of the guys that did bring over, Alan Rodon, on the 10-day injured list. And they have recalled outfielder James Outman from AAA St. Paul. And the Twins were able to get a game in New York, the getaway day game, on Thursday. But they've dropped two and struggled with the bats mightily in the first two games against the Tigers last night. They fell behind 5-0 in the first, down 7-0 after 2.5, and managed just two hits.
Yeah, and hit even worse in New York the first two games. They got they had the one game where Austin Martin led off the game with a hit, and that was the sum total of the Twins' hits that night. It is funny because when they arrived in New York, there was this feeling of, hey, maybe there's an excitement here, maybe there's energy, because they had won three straight took two out of three from the Royals. But that has gone away now. They have scored 15 runs in their last seven games, or 2-5 in them, and Yeah, the hitting is, it's funny, that isn't one of the things that they shed at the deadline. That isn't, not very much. They have basically the same lineup outside of missing Carlos Correa and Willie Castro. And Correa was having a terrible year. So that is, I think, as excited as they were to go to New York, they're kind of deflated now. And we will see. Even the tone of Rocco's talks is, we're taking a look at guys now. Roden was one, and now they're going to get a look at James Outman for, you know, depending on how he does for maybe the rest of the season. And I think we are definitely in the tryout for next year's roster phase of the season. And it can be, you know, it can be good or bad. Some of these games will be fun, and some of them will be, as the last week has been, kind of depressing.
Yeah. And one other note, Pablo Lopez threw a simulated game at Target Field, and it appears he's on track for a return this season. I would assume there's no way they run him out there in a major league game unless he's 100%, but it is trending in that direction.
Yeah, and I would have guessed that maybe there's not even a chance they sent him out there with 100% health. Oh. But Pablo, you know, what is the risk reward? You know, with your ace pitcher, and you know, I asked him directly, and he said I would have a real problem with that. I feel good, and I want to know going into the off season that I'm back and that I can do this and I can have a normal off season. And so I do think we will see him. It will be interesting to me. You're right. They'll wait until they're absolutely sure. And it will be interested to see how many times they push him back a day or two or skip a start or, you know, because they really, a repeat of the injury, an aggravation or anything like that would really be disastrous in a season when, you know, it's going to end like it is now.
Yeah. Well, Phil, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time. I know it has been a whirlwind since the deadline, but thanks again.
Your producer asked me if this was the busiest week of my career, and I was embarrassed to admit that who can remember that far back?
Right. Yeah, exactly. A lot of water under the bridge.
Yep. Thanks, Steve.
Well, thanks, Phil. There he is, Phil Miller from the Star Tribune, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Quick break. We'll come back. Zebby on the mound tonight. Game 3 is 65. Twins and their World Series appearance will be honored before the game tonight. The lineup card moments away here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.